I want to share with you a little bit from John chapter 6, a story that we know very, very well. I'm going to share a couple of passages after the feeding of the 5,000. And just to contemplate, what is our work? A phrase that's been sitting with me. We hear this story quite often. And this little word keeps coming up in these phrases that I'll read to you. What is the work? What is the work of God? So let me read to you from John chapter 6, verse 25. So it's after the feeding of the 5,000, and Jesus goes over to the other side of the lake. The people are wondering how he got there, because the disciples went along, and then Jesus went walking along the water and arrived on the other side, and the people were like, we saw the disciples go, so Jesus must be on this side of the lake, but he isn't. And eventually they go and they find him on the other side, which is verse 25 of John chapter 6. And they asked him, Rabbi, who het jy hier gekom nie? And Jesus answered, he says, very truly I tell you, you're looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. And then they asked him, what must we do to do the works that God requires? What must we do? What is it that we have to do the works that God requires? And Jesus answered and he said, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. And so they asked him, well, what sign? Yeah, they're back to signs again. What sign will you give that we may see it and believe it? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And Jesus answered, he said, very truly I tell you, it's not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said, always give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So again, it's a passage that we've heard so often, but it is such an incredibly powerful story and part of this narrative about Jesus and part of his life and his ministry and his miracles. Like Jesus walks on water, he calms the storms, and he feeds the thousands. And here and further on, Jesus says, when it comes to real food and what we really need, it's actually him. He's the one who we feed on. He's our food. He's our source of life. And again, we've heard this. I love the story because, well, I just love bread. It's just one of those things. I must just tell you, it's like, I love bread. Okay, I mean, Jesus can tell stories about bread. And I'm the bread, and he says, I'm the bread of life, and I'm conjuring up, you know, chia butters and sourdoughs and fresh rolls and things like that. I'll just go off on a complete tangent. One of the things I just loved about, the whole pandemic and lockdown was this whole sourdough craze that even then Bev got in on and was making sourdough at home. I was like, this is fantastic. You know, we need more like trials and tribulations like this. So there are things that, I mean, I think if I become gluten intolerant or something, I'll be like, Jesus, just take me now. You know, it's like I'm ready to go. But anyhow, it's quite an obvious sort of metaphor and story that Jesus used. You know, I think of the fact that if Jesus was in Japan or in some part of the East or something like that, he probably would have said to them, you know, I'm your daily rice or something like that, you know. But obviously in that part of the world and in large parts of the world, it's quite obvious that bread is part of our staple diet. We need bread to live. If we do not have enough food or sustenance for a certain amount of days, that's it. It's tickets. And in the same sense, we need water. And in the same sense, Jesus shows us that he is the source of life in other miracles. Even here, he says, if you come to me, you'll never be thirsty. And so there's a lot that I read in this, and there's a lot in this that I think of in terms of, what am I feeding on? What is it that gives me life? How are we meant to live and live really well in our world? And we might touch on some of that. I might get onto some of that next week as well. But the interesting thing is that the context of the story we know is that Jesus, with the loaves and the fish, feeds 5,000 people. There are these miracles of the multitudes that Jesus feeds them. And then the people come across to him, and he says to them, you've come to find me because your tummies are full. You didn't get what that was about at all. He says, you missed the whole story, so to speak. Jesus performed this miracle in their midst, not just to feed them, I mean, he met a need, but to show them, to open their eyes that something else was happening. The kingdom of God had come in their midst. And John positions his whole gospel around these seven specific miracles or signs. And the reason for that is summed up in John's gospel, and he says it to us. He says, so that you may believe. Believe in the one who sent me, that you may believe that he is the Son of God. And so Jesus there does this incredible miracle and then looks at them and he goes, but you know, sometimes you just don't get it. And the miracle, these signs, were to reveal to us that Jesus is the Son of Man. So the interesting thing that I love about this is that, you know, Jesus is talking back and forward with these Jews, and he has these long debates in different parts of the Gospels with the scribes and the Pharisees and that. But I love this section, and I just want to just linger on this a little bit today. Jesus says, do not work for food that spoils. Don't labor for food that spoils, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. And then they asked him, what must we do to do the works of God? And then Jesus said, the work of God is this, to believe in the one who sent me, to believe. Isn't that amazing? I mean, so we do work. We need to work and provide, and we need to eat and to live. But Jesus said, the real work is to believe in him. And then he goes on a little bit further in verse 35, in which I love that he says, when he says, I'm the bread of life, whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And so Jesus tells us two things here that I wanted to share on this morning, and I wanted to share about a whole lot of different things. And just these phrases stuck with me the last couple of days, is that Jesus says, work. Work for the work of God. And then he says, but the work of God is like, it's like a gift. It's almost like it's no work at all. Because the work of God is, he says, believe. And it reminds me of Matthew chapter 11, in a sense, where he says, come to me, you who are tired and weary, you who are heavy laden, come to me and experience rest. And so I see these disparities, is that we work and work and work. And there's a sense in which, as I say, I'm not saying we must all be unemployed or retired or anything like that. There's work that we need to do. But sometimes we just work and we exhaust ourselves. And we feed and we're hungry. And we thirst or we drink and we're thirsty. And Jesus says there's something else that I'm offering you. And if you come to me, you will experience a gift, a rest, a food, a source, a sustenance that the world does not understand. And he says, isn't it interesting? He says, that is the work of God. And the work of God is that we come and we go, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I surrender to you. Jesus, I believe in you. And in that sense, so I want to contradict myself this morning. I want to say on the one hand, well, that's not really work. It's just such a gift. It's so easy. You know, it's like the real gift that God gives is the Son of Man. It's this gift to us that says, here is life. Here is something that will feed you for eternity. Here is something that will sustain you for eternity. Just believe. You can't actually do anything. You can't actually earn anything. You can't persuade God that you're better than the next person, or that, you know, you've been better this week than the previous week. None of that matters. And none of the way we normally understand work counts at all. All we come to do is we come and believe. And for me, I think, what a gift. What an insight. And the miracles, when we read these stories, what Jesus is saying is not that we need to try harder, not that we need to work, not that we need to earn, not that we need to try do something. He's saying, oh, that your eyes would be open to see that he is the Son of Man, God's Messiah, God's Son, his gift to the world, the one who is truly King and Lord. So Jesus says here two things that I want to keep pushing in on. He says, come to me. And then he says, believe, which he's already said. But he keeps saying it again. He says, the work of God is just believe. And then he says, if you come to me, you'll never go hungry. Sometimes that's also hard, huh? Here Jesus says, I am the bread of life. If you eat of me, this is something the world cannot give you. This is something that you can't buy this. You can't feed on this. But this is real life. Come. He says, come to me. And I'd suggest to you that in our world today, that's actually not that easy. We are so fixated with other solutions. Why would we come to Jesus when in actual fact the world has got all these other distractions that it has for us? I sit, and I was reading this, and this is the passage I wanted to share this week. And I, there are times that I sit and I go, I can simply read this, hear the call of God, and reflect. And I know that there is something on offer to me. And yet, unlike the rest of you, I'm very easily distracted. You know, and I mean, it's funny. So, I mean, give you one silly example, you know, is this little thing. You know, and there's, the world has a legion of distraction, but just this little thing. So we have, one of the things that we do with our groups and things like that with our girls is that we love to share little cat videos and dog videos and comedy clips and, you know, things like that. And, you know, the funny thing is that, like, Sarah will send me something and I'll send me something and then I'll send her something and then I'll be sitting and then Bev sent me something yesterday and that. And I'll just sit there. Oh, wow. I just lost 2 hours. Have you ever discovered that? It's like... yeah, they're being naughty with John and Megan them last week. Like the Australian breakdancer. You know, it's like, I don't know how many hours I lost just watching some of the memes on that this past week and that. But all, you know, whatever example you use, we live in a world where we are so distracted. I am so distracted. Okay. And there's a myriad of things that call to me daily. We got back from overseas. I promised Alex I wouldn't go into this, but I'm going to. He said, no, you will. And we had a bit of a flood leaking pipe water issue in our house. Just a little one. We will have to strip walls and let them dry and recable electrics and all just little things like this. You know, and just and it's amazing how it's just one phone call that is 5 phone calls, that is 5 meetings, that it's other people, and then they, you know, I had guys this week that are promising to come, and then they don't arrive when they meant to come, and then they come at different times when you're busy with something else. And it's like there's so much that calls to us and that demands our attention. And sometimes it's just, it feels incessant, hey? And on a basic level, I know what I need. I just need to connect in with my Savior. I just need in some way to sit with His Word, to sit with a song, to sit in prayer. I know that that'll feed me. I know that this is food and life for me. But sometimes it's hard. And sometimes it's hard because you're busy and you're in the traffic and you've got work to do. And sometimes it's hard because you're just tired and it's easy to scroll through your phone. TikTok and Instagram and YouTube is just so much easier. So here's the story and the offer, and it's the same today. What they struggled with 2,000 years ago, I'm still struggling with. Jesus says simply, just come. Just come to me. And that first thing he said, which is the other thing, is, and just believe. And again, I think, I just want to say this, it's not just believe. Because again, there are people in our world that are really wrestling with us. We want to say to them, just believe. And yet, it's like we are bombarded and incessantly, everything around us says, just don't. You would be crazy to do that. And it's like, how stupid is that? Look at all these other things that we can believe in. And so again, I want to say to you this morning that there is a battle. It's like there is something that is given to us as a gift. It's not work. It's not earning in that sense. But there's a war. And there's a war on at the moment around belief. Jesus said, come to me. He says, if you come to me, you'll never go hungry. Believe me, you'll never be thirsty. And yet, those two things are an absolute war at the moment. And so I want to challenge myself, okay, and you, and to say, in the grace of it, let's not be misled and think it's not a battle. Let's not be misled to think in that sense it's easy. A very good friend of ours, Bev, is going on a weekend hike with her, Sunil, some of you know. Her article that she wrote on Friday, she writes a weekly blog, and she wrote about distraction, and she quoted a book that I know called Stolen Focus, and again, without spiritualizing anything, I mean, she was just talking about, and people are writing more and more about it, about this thing of distraction, and this book, Jonathan Harry, Stolen Focus. And we know that the algorithms in that is that when I pick up my phone and I click on a cat video, whether I'm on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, goes cat video. Scroll, the next time I open it up, the first video that appears is a cat video. Okay? Or a comedy thing, or whatever it is. And so she wrote this article on Friday called something about distraction. I don't know what the whole thing was, but the struggle with distraction. And she was just writing, not as a Christian, although she is a believer, but just writing about the fact that, again, these algorithms are just working us and working us and working us. And then I think about this and I think, but it is a war. It is a war with my soul. It is a war in the spirit. Jesus still says, come. Whoever believes in me will never thirst again. And the challenge to me today is that it is still a fight and a battle. Different battle to maybe disciples walking around 2,000 years ago, but nonetheless. So I want to challenge you again and think, what is it that you're struggling with this week? Where is the area of real need? Jesus said, you come to me because your stomach is full. There's a deeper need. And so the real challenge is, where are the deep hurts, the areas of profound need? And now, as we end, is to respond to Jesus' invitation. And where he says, now come to me. We've been going everywhere the whole week. That hour on Instagram, it didn't help. The 2 hours on Netflix, well, didn't heal me either. You know, chocolate slab I had, great. So let's invite the Lord, let's invite the Holy Spirit and say, where is the point of need in our lives? Where are we thirsty? Really thirsty? Where are we hungry? And Father, we ask, even now, you are our gracious and heavenly Abba. And I think sometimes we don't even know what we need. Lord, I'm like a toddler. He doesn't even know what I need. So I want to ask that you would reveal, stir this morning, deep longings, real desire to connect with you. And Lord, where there is, where we sit here with hurt and frustration and disappointment and just lost expectations and broken hearts, we bring that to you this morning. And we hear your invitation to come. So bring your heart, bring your life. And lay it, surrender it. Open your heart and say, I come to you, Jesus. And I just invite you to just, I want to read this verse again and bring your heart, your need, your life. And now, hear again the words of the Son of Man. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. If you come to me, whoever comes will never go hungry. We come, Lord Jesus. And whoever believes will never be thirsty. And we confess, Jesus, that you are the Son of Man. that you are bread, that you are life, that you feed us and fill us in a way that the world cannot. And we say that we choose you this morning again.